The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the service of Sunday, December 3rd, 2017, and is sponsored by Roundback.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. My name is Pastor Ben. I'm privileged to serve here at Holy Trinity with my wife, Pastor Alicia. It is good to be gathered in worship together. Today is December, believe it or not. We're in December, and here we are. Our sermon series for this month of December in the season of Advent is O Come Emmanuel. So we'll be looking specifically at the Gospel of Mark. This is an Advent season, and we begin our season of Advent by a ritual of lighting the Advent wreath. So I'm going to invite the Winzenberg family to come on forward as we sing together our Advent antiphon, O Come Emmanuel.
In the second week in Advent, we give thanks for the circle of light that marks our days of preparation for Christ's coming. As we light the candles on the wreath, may we reflect on the fire of Christ's Spirit within us, that we may be lighting in the darkness. Let us pray. God of light, enlighten us with your grace, that we may welcome others as you have welcomed us. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen.
Thank you, Winzenberg family. I invite you to rise as we begin together today. And we gather in the name of God, the Creator of light, Jesus, the light of the world, and the Holy Spirit, the light who illumines our path. Let us pray. Gracious God, light of the world, sometimes we feel the heaviness of darkness. We confess that we are not always the light bearers you desire us to be. Teach us to walk as children of light, so that we bring your love, forgiveness, hope, and healing to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. You may be seated as we hear our special music this morning from the Holy Trinity Choir.
What star is this?
lesson today is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, and as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God. Please rise. The Gospel is from Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. This is the gospel of the Lord. All right, well, I have to say, as a pastor, I've got a good number of my Facebook friends are also pastors. So, classmates we had in seminary, and so sometimes they post funny things, and I want to share a funny thing one of them posted this week. If I could get that next slide on the screen here. It says, one Sunday in Advent, slow down. Quiet. It's Advent. Then one Monday in Advent, planned services yet? Got the music yet? Christmas party at your place? Ordered poinsettias? Who's making wreaths? Hurry up, get to work. It's Advent. Done your shopping yet? Whew. So my guess, I've got a hunch today. My guess is that these two bubbles right now in this season aren't only in the minds of pastors. These two competing messages, my guess is that many of us feel the same way. On one side, we've got a bubble that says, slow down, quiet. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Take it in. These are precious memories. It's the season of waiting, of preparation. So take the wheel off your wagon. It's Advent after all. And on the other side, it's a little busier. We might feel the bubble saying, get your gifts for loved ones. Don't forget to get something for the teachers or coaches. Send out your Christmas cards. Attend the Christmas programs, parties, events. And don't forget to plan time for a couple of Christmas colds between now and the end of the year as well. So today, as we worship together, we're in the season of Advent. But I also recognize that we've probably got both of these bubbles in each of us. And we've come to hear some good news. And here at Holy Trinity, we're beginning this new year, as Pastor Alicia mentioned last week, This is actually our new year in the church. School year begins in September, calendar year begins in January, and the church year begins with Advent, so right after Thanksgiving. So we're in a new year, happy new year, and just like we did last year, or last week, we're going to open up those black books in front of us, those Bibles, all right? So if you could take out one of those black books, the Bible, we're going to open up to the same place we did last week. Lots of books in here, it's a library, but we're focusing specifically this year on one book, even though we'll talk about others from time to time. But that book is the Gospel of Mark. So there's four stories about Jesus in particular, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, called Gospels, and we're focusing on the second one, Mark. Starting, if you want to, look at page numbers, page 812. And as we heard from Pastor Alicia last week, the Gospel of Mark cuts to the chase. Mark gets to the point. Mark chapter 1, verse 1 says, this is a book about good news. That's the point of this book. That's the mission of Jesus, and that's what we are to do as the church. As Christians in the world, we are called to bring good news. So today, as we continue reading, we read about one person in particular. And rather than starting with the Christmas story, as we heard last week, about a beautiful baby snuggled in a warm blanket surrounded by peaceful animals, the Gospel of Mark begins by focusing on a crazy guy out in the woods. So I'm going to invite you to take a look at this reading. We heard it just a couple minutes ago. This Mark chapter 1, it starts really on verse 2, but it goes down to verse through 6. What do we know about John the Baptist? What do you see? And feel free to chime in, to speak up. What do we know about John the Baptist here? What do you see? He's a messenger. Yeah, what else do you see? He's a baptizer. Great. What else do we know? Related to Jesus. Yeah. Elizabeth, his mom, was a distant relative of Mary. Cool. His clothes didn't have great taste in clothes. What kind of outfits is John the Baptist wearing? Camel's hair. Kind of a crazy outfit. And a leather belt around his waist. How about taste in diet? What kind of food? Locusts. I mean, honey I can get by with, but locusts, I don't quite know about that. Yeah, kind of a crazy guy, huh? Out in the wilderness, that's John the Baptist. And here's what I think is so interesting. Verse 1 says, this is a book about what? Good news, right? And then we have this story about what good news looks like. The first example we have of good news is John the Baptist preaching about confessing sins and repentance. That's our first example of good news, repentance and confessing sin. Well, today we're talking about lists. We were talking about lists in the front with the children's sermon, thinking about what do we have on our Christmas list this year. Maybe it's a dog. Maybe it's some of those fidget things, fidget cubes. You know, maybe it's Beats headphones and Alexa, Echo, and new clothes. I heard about a Luke Skywalker land speeder that's really going to be popular and expensive. Or the iRobot Roomba vacuum cleaning robot. So lots of fun things to think about on our Christmas list this year. But before we get to the Christmas list season in the church, we've got this left bubble, the season of Advent. And I think Advent is an important spiritual season. Advent is a season of letting go, of simplifying, of slowing down, as John the Baptist says, of repentance, of turning away from our sins. In other words, I think there's a difference between making a Christmas list and an Advent list. Christmas lists ask, what do we want to add to our lives? And Advent lists ask, what do we need to surrender? Well, similar to Christmas lists, what do we need to surrender could be simple. It could be maybe we need to give up some things in order to have room in our closets for new things. Maybe it's giving up some toys or clothes or books so that we can make rooms for new ones coming this Christmas. But maybe the Advent list includes things that are deeper than that. So I want to ask some questions today and think if any of these are hitting home with you today. On your Advent list, Do you need to let go of a grudge? Do you need to let go of your pride insisting on having a perfectly clean holiday home or giving generous gifts for loved ones that you really can't afford? Do you need to let go of the history of family strain this year in order to love and to be loved? Or do you need to repent of your fear to do the right thing because you know it's going to cost you something? Do you need to let go of something that leads to temptation in order to be faithful? Do you need to risk preserving your public image in order to be honest? Do you need to admit your own fault in something to work towards reconciliation? Maybe those questions may prompt what might be on an Advent list this year. Now, what's interesting in the Bible is we see different forms of good news. Good news like a Christmas list where we add something to our lives, like healing to those who are sick, teaching to those to understand the faith better, meaning to a life well lived. But today, in John the Baptist, we see a different form of good news. Not just good news in terms of adding something to our lives, but good news in the form of letting go of something. Through an apology, maybe. Through confession. Through repentance. I'll tell you what, this is not easy stuff to do. But it's actually when we can surrender sometimes that we can find freedom. When we let down our guard, we just may let love in. That's when we find good news. So this is a year of good news in the Gospel of Mark. Throughout this year, we're going to talk about the good news of Jesus Christ, but it's not always the same thing. I'm just going to begin this year by saying it's not always the same thing as getting what we want on our Christmas lists. But this is an important concept for us to think about, a deeper understanding of good news, because this is important in the Christian faith. In fact, this idea is so important that the Gospel of Mark said, you know what, I'm going to skip the Christmas story because I got to tell this story instead. That's crazy. So as we prepare our Christmas list, with this right side of the bubble, the things that we want to add to our lives, may we also think of the left side of the bubble, what might need to be on our Advent list this year as well. Gracious God, I thank you for each and every person who's in this room. Thank you for the desire in our hearts to grow in our faith and to grow closer to you. God, open our eyes to the ways in which you're calling us to do that. Open our eyes to the ways in which we may be bearers of reconciliation through doing difficult things like apologizing or letting grudges go. God, help us to see good news on the other side. God, thank you for being the bearer of good news to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, today we pray that you may bring peace to the nations. Keep us alert to injustice and oppression. Give us courage to cry out for what is right, and guide world leaders towards fairness and peace for all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And God, we also pray for the safety of the construction workers who are working kitty corner to us in the months to come. We pray also for those who are discerning whether or not that this new senior complex may be a home. May we seek to be agents of your hope, love, and joy to our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. God, we know that your people are crying out for help, needing basic essentials on their Christmas lists. Open our eyes to the need in our community and thank you for working through all those who provided gifts for the Giving Tree this year. Lord, in your mercy. And God, we pray for good news. In the season of Advent, we pray that we may be able to see this season as an opportunity to surrender, to confess, and to apologize. Show us your direction for our Advent lists and help us to listen. Lord, in your mercy. Be near to those whose lives are shaken, those who are experiencing loss, those who long for healing and wholeness, and those who live with HIV and AIDS, and those who are in need of any kind of need. Lord, in your mercy. We raise our prayers to you, O God, in the name of the one who is, who was, and who is to come, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, wherever it is that you go, whatever it is that you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing.